All right, welcome to the 716 Rocks podcast.
Woo!
Oh yeah, we're excited down here. My name is Nate Trone. To my Ralph, I got
Grizzle.
Grizzle for shizzle. Behind the glass, we have
Animal Love Podcast.
That would be Redbeard.
Yeah, from BMA Productions, baby. Check them out online. All right, Grizzle, how you feel?
Woo!
Yeah.
Jets, we beat the Jets again, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, baby. It's funny watching the Jets try to play football.
We have their number, don't we?
Apparently.
We really have the Jets' number. I love it.
Answer me this, Buffalo.
I love it.
How do the Jets compete against the Patriots?
How do they only lose by 2 points?
I want you to think back. They had a chance to beat the Patriots field goal at the end of the game. And the two games that we've played them, it's been sheer obliteration.
And when the Bills play them, it's like the varsity team going against the JV team is hilarious. I love it! That's what makes these games so entertaining. And even though our playoff dreams and hopes are just about shattered.
Very, very slim.
I had fun watching the game tonight, Grizzle. Shall we?
It was entertaining. Let's get into this.
All right, man. I just got to say, you know, I do got to hold up the Bills for just being able to come together and still pull off a nice team victory in the face of adversity. I mean, we all know what happened out there. Buffalo got shut down. I mean, God said, you know what, Buffalonians? You need 6-7 feet of snow. I'm going to shut this place down for a little bit. You know, it's rough. I mean, the Bills didn't get to practice all week. The game got moved to Detroit. Hey, hold on a second.
Rough. The Bills players throwing their kids in snow, being carted around on snowmobiles, probably playing a little Madden football.
That's right. Yeah, Madden.
I don't know if it was rough, but you're talking about from a preparation
standpoint. I'm sure the coaches felt that way. Preparation standpoint, yeah.
Okay.
You got Kiko Alonso rolling around in snowbanks. You got Sammy Watkins doing face plants in the snow in his back porch.
We got Flash taking his shirt off.
Man.
Letting the snow just fall down
just
on him.
Just fall down on him. Yeah, I know. I'm sure they were loving it. But they probably smacked up on the Jets on Madden 2015 right there.
Hey, maybe we should instill the same game preparation for the Browns coming up.
All right. One or two days of practice and move the game somewhere else.
That's right.
All right, so you know what? I don't know. Is it the Bills beating the Jets? Is it the Jets beating the Jets? I don't know. Does it really matter? The Jets did have half a month to prepare for this game. And, dude, they imploded. They were like on a bus with no brakes, just headed down the ravine, dude.
That is crazy to think about, just the fact that the Jets coming off of a bye week literally had a good solid 14 days to prepare for this game.
Oh, they looked awful.
And just the mistakes, the delay of games. I don't even understand that. I mean, you have a giant clock in front of you ticking down. How do you not notice that it's going 5, 4, 3, and delay of game penalties after several times by Vic? It was incredible.
Yeah, I'll tell you how, because the man who's got to call the hike is the quarterback. And looking at Vic's demeanor today,
it was weird.
Does he want to play NFL football?
I mean, you're getting paid millions of dollars. Like, go out and have some fun and be energetic at least. Just enjoy the job.
I don't even know if he wants to be out there, man. He's just, like, struggling, dude.
I mean, I got to go to work tomorrow, and I'm more enthusiastic, and I'm definitely not making that much money.
Man.
And I'm not playing football. So.
I'm going to throw a smile on my face and have some fun. There's going to be no cameras on me tomorrow. All right, dude, let's talk about the Bills offense a little bit. Game ball, booby! All right, did he have a breakout career game? No, but he led the team in rushing, 54 yards. He squeaked it a touchdown. You gotta love it.
And a blocked punt.
Oh, special teams.
Oh,
booby, getting that big old bear paw that left mid on the ball, man.
How does the dude look so slow when he's running the football, but he's on the end on the punt coverage of the block there and just
dude,
somehow turns on the Jets?
Just bull rushing it. I love it, man. But I'll tell you what, booby, if you're listening, dude, I love you. I think you're awesome. Great character. You smile. You're happy. Bro, 2 feet on the ground, man. No more jumping, huh? I know you had success in your first game running the ball for the Bills. You hurdled a dude in the backfield, and I think that gave you some sort of semblance of, yo, I got mad bunnies. I got hops. Let me try it out every other play. Dude, 2 feet on the ground. Just use that 240-pound frame you got. Knock some dudes over!
Why does Booby want to jump?
He gets like 3 inches.
Like he has this affinity for it. Early in the game, almost a fumble. As
yeah,
he tries
on
to
the
hurdle
fourth
again.
Down. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
He tries to hurdle a guy early in the game, and luckily he was down by contact. But what are you doing? Like, just put your head down and run the ball.
And then the fourth down.
They're fourth and not even a yard.
He like.
And the play is to give the ball to Dixon and have him jump over.
Well.
The defensive line guys? Are you serious?
I'm sure coach didn't go out there and say, all right, buddy, you're going to jump over them. No, put your shoulder down, man. Push some dudes over. Don't get 3 inches of air and get pushed back.
Booby, we love you, man, but
oh, love you.
You're not a basketball
just
player.
North and south, baby. North and south.
Just stick to running the football.
Use that linebacker, fullback frame you got, buddy. All right. New segment, Grizzle. Where's Watkins? I'm going to dress him up in a little hat. I'm going to paint stripes on that jersey.
Little red and white socks, maybe.
Dude, where is Watkins? He got targeted 5 times, 3 catches. Oh, my gosh. It's killing me. It's breaking my heart. The tight ends got targeted more times than Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. I mean, it's great that Robert Woods had such an amazing game, really. A lot of great catches. He's getting open. Orton's getting him the football. But this is our man, our number one man. And it looks a lot of times, at least for this game, it looked as though Orton wasn't even looking his way, which I don't understand. How is he not your first read?
He would be my first read every time. The point I made during the game when we're watching, Josh Gordon is out the entire year. He had like a couple practices with the team. First game back, he gets like, I don't know how many sick amount of targets, like 16 targets. He had about 120 yards receiving. Dude, get Watkins the ball. I believe he still has only like one bubble screen on the entire season. So I don't know if it's play calling. I don't know if it's Orton. Is it Watkins? But it is killing me. When you see Beckham do what he's doing, it's just a hard pill to swallow, baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to be critical after a big win that wasn't even a contest, but you do have a point. I mean, we pretty much sold everything for this guy, and we're not even looking his way, really, at times. It's questionable. You wonder what is going on. Is there something going on? Was it just a fluke? I don't know. It was strange.
The other thing, he did have a couple drop passes in there, too, which is a little off, so I don't know. Maybe it's just an off night, but, man, we got to get the targets up. How about Bob Woods?
Big catch, Bob.
That's right. 9 catches, 118 yards, a TD. He had a nice TD grab in the back of the end zone. Dude, looking good, looking solid. Like what we see there. All right, let's jump into the Bills' defense. Man, Mario's on a tear. He's got those demon eyes in him. 12 sacks on the season. You got to love what you're seeing. 7 sacks tonight. You got to feel great about that, Grizzle. I tell you, I mean, you feel so good. You're speechless. And that's what I love. You know, they just make you speechless when you watch them. How about this, though? I love seeing dudes flying to the football. Man, you got Mario whipping Vic like a ragdoll in the backfield. You got Gilmore crushing Curly out there on the sideline. Dude, how about Bradham grabbing Ivory by the hair and pulling him to the ground violently?
That was enjoyable to watch.
When Ivory tried off to the sideline, I thought when he took the helmet off, I thought like all the hair was gonna fall out, man. Dude, that was awesome. But no, I love it. I like the edge that the Bills defense is playing with. Bradham's got a chip on his shoulder. Jerry Hughes has got a chip. I like it. It's gonna cost you a couple penalties, but you know what? It's the first time in a long time I feel like that side of the ball has had a real chip on their shoulder. So.
Yeah, even look at the Bills' performance so far. Just the team statistically with their sacks right now, they sit at 46 team sacks. I mean, that's pretty good. We've got, what do we got, 5 games left, right?
Yeah, 5 games left.
At this pace, you know, what are we looking at realistically? Maybe hitting the 60 mark for team sacks.
What's the record?
NFL record overall is 72 in a season. set in 1984 by Chicago.
Here we go, boys. Time to turn it up.
So you're going to have to turn it up. I would say probably the Bills have just as much chance at setting that sack record as they do at, you know what's coming, making the playoffs. I mean, listen, we have to beat the Patriots. We have to beat Packers. We have to beat Broncos. Two out of the three of those games we're going to have to take, or there's no shot.
What if you had to put money on two of those games, you had to put money on it, which would be your two out of the three?
We struggle so much against the Patriots. I have to go Packers-Broncos. I mean, Peyton, he's kind of looked shaky the last couple games. He did have a nice comeback yesterday, but...
Yeah, Miami, man. They were tailing them. I mean, they had the lead for a while. That was crazy.
So if I'm going to pick two teams and I have to put my money on it, I say, hey, we have the best chance beating the Pack.
And, Pack at home and...
And beating the Broncos.
Man, that is a tough, tough...
Exactly.
Feat. How about Lawson? That dude's got some wheels. No contain. But...
He's a double-edged sword. I mean, the wheels that this guy has, the one punt that we had, it looked like they were about to return it.
Yeah, turn up the sideline.
And who runs him down is Lawson trucking it from back, you know, I don't even know how many yards he was back, but the dude is just...
He is long.
Chasing down kick returners. That's crazy. And then, of course, he gets on the block punt by Booby. Who is it that jumps on it? My man Lawson.
Lawson! Ball skills. Love the awareness.
But he is a double-edged sword.
Double-edged sword.
I mean, we'll go back to the Kansas City Chiefs game. Two touchdowns. He's kind of responsible
Maybe
for.
Maybe single-handedly lost
no
the game,
contain.
Though? I don't know.
And there were several times in this game tonight, again, just for whatever reason, the concept of containing on the line just isn't sinking in. So... Lawson, my man, if you're listening, we do love you.
He didn't listen to the podcast last week. That's
but
problem.
We need you to get it in there. We need you to lock it in that dome.
Lock
upstairs.
It in, baby. Come on, baby.
We gotta contain.
Bring the law. How about Corey Graham? He gets a start this week. I mean, he's serviceable, but dude, two drop picks last week. He had one right in the mittens in the back of the end zone. Grizzle, my man's got to go to the Lydell Beckham School.
Wait. What's his name? We all know his name.
We all know his name, Lydell.
Did the listeners out there, did you catch Solomon Wilcott? Just not one, but many comments during the game that, if nothing else, the Bills game was fun to watch this week just for the commentary.
There was some funny stuff going on throughout the entire game.
I mean,
dude.
Big catch Bobby comes down with a one-hand grab. They start making the references of Odell Beckham Jr. last night. Just an amazing catch. And they flash his name across the screen.
It says Odell Beckham.
Spells it out and everything. And 2 seconds later, what does Solomon Wilcott say? Oh, we all know his name. It's...
Lydell Beckham.
No, Solomon, that's where you're wrong. Apparently, we don't all know your
Lydell's
name.
Lydell's his little brother, maybe.
But then... What is this guy doing? There's other comments during the game.
Yeah, near the beginning of the game, he's talking about Vic. He's saying Vic's bringing stability to the Jets, and then right after that, it flashes his record with the Jets starting 1-1. And then he's like a train wreck.
What is the definition of stability in this guy's book?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
There was no stability. Vic was awful. How about Mario Williams? I think it was Mario Williams down near the goal line running down. I think it was running down Vic. And he goes, man, Mario, he's an athlete. He's a real athlete.
He looked really athletic.
He looked really athletic.
Like, well, naturally, I mean, he is a professional athlete, so.
It makes sense.
He should look athletic. Nice work.
Bro, he's just dropping wisdom.
Solomon, it's good to have you announcing the games, man. I appreciate the commentary, buddy.
We got the ref. I don't know if that head ref was half in the bag. I didn't have time to do some research. Was that like just a local referee? They couldn't get a legitimate NFL ref in time for the game?
He's official. He's official.
He's an official.
He's official. He's legit. That's Pete Morelli. You see him in other games. I don't know if he was a little taken off, you know, taken aback or caught by surprise. Like, oh, the game's going to be in Detroit now. But I was looking forward to penalties during the game. Just to watch this guy. What's he going to say next?
He stuttered a couple of times.
What's he going to attempt to say that we half understand? It was hilarious.
No, how about this? How about Vic rolling out of the pocket, he throws it out of bounds. And before the ball even hits the ground, you just hear this magical voice. The QB was out of the pocket. There was no call on intentional grounding. I'm like, dude,
like,
ball didn't even hit the ground.
How did that happen instantaneously?
It was incredible. They have a mind reader on the head ref.
The Jumbotron is just, reading his thoughts, apparently.
Bills fans, relax. It was not intentional grounding. He was outside of the pocket.
Oh, man. A lot of comic relief during this game, not to mention the score.
Hey, did you catch the streakers? or the two high school students in gym shorts and t-shirts running around?
Answer me this. If you're going to streak, why do you still have your clothes on, especially in a dome?
Those weren't Bills fans, right? Those were just a couple of local Detroit hooligans.
Please tell me those were not Bills fans, because that was...
Come on, Bills Mafia.
A half-hearted effort at best.
No, Bills Mafia fans have been a couple fat dudes running around out there naked, half in the bag. Body
what
paint.
What are you doing, guys?
Yeah, no, there's a couple kids from Detroit high school around the area. I guarantee that.
I do want to make a couple points. Projecting forward here. We got 5 games left.
Yeah. We're at 6-5.
What are our chances, realistically?
Oof.
You know, there's no way to really measure this, but I look at a couple of things from tonight's game. We win handily, and a lot of that, like we said, that's the Jets kind of handing the game over to us.
Right.
But a couple of things. First quarter, we're facing a 2nd-1 at the Jets' 4-yard line. 2nd-1. And they ran the ball to Freddie, which is fine. They pick up the first down. But we're thinking, you know, it's 2nd-1. Like, why not just toss one back corner of the end zone?
Right.
You got a free play.
Take a shot.
Do you remember what your comment was, Natron?
Yeah.
When we were tossing
this
idea. What was your comment?
I fell into it, man. I went to Marone school. I said, we don't want to, be pressured, face pressure, 3rd-1.
You said we don't want the pressure of 3rd-1. So that if we threw one to the back of the end zone and didn't complete it, you're saying, it would be 3rd-1, and we would be in this pressure situation.
That's so
Do you
pathetic.
Understand what you're saying?
Oh, this team has warped me.
You went to Marone school.
I'm ruined.
It really, what does it reflect? That kind of mentality, it reflects that, man, we feel nervous. We feel like so conservative.
I got no confidence.
As Buffalonians.
They're going to pull it off.
But I have to say this, too. We're up late in the game, right? It's third quarter. And, this just in, newsflash, what do we have?
It looks like maybe I'm a fraction of a point above Redbeards in our fantasy football, but he's saying no.
You're
no, because.
A fraction of a point below.
No! You gotta be kidding me. Oh, I'm so used to looking to the left-hand side of my phone. I thought that was my team. Why?
Redbeards comes in with some...
Orin, I hate you!
Crushing.
If you throw the ball one more time to Watkins! I hate you!
Redbeards comes in with some...
I hate the fantasy football guys, I quit! Grizzle, finish it, I'm done!
Redbeards comes in with some crushing news. He just beat Natron in fantasy this week by 0.4. Ouch. Let's just hope... Wait... Let's just hope there's no recalculations come Tuesday morning. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying is our projections moving forward. We got 5 games left. We're sitting here in Buffalo. What are our chances of making the playoffs?
Stop!
That is Natron dying on the floor after the 0.4 loss in fantasy football. But what are our chances of really making the playoffs? You look at this
None!
Team.
Zero! Just like my chances in fantasy football. Zero!
The defense is just laying it out there. They have an edge, but the offense concerns me. Natron says in the first quarter, we don't want the pressure of a 3rd-1. So let's run the ball and pick up the safe first down on 2nd-1. But you look at the third quarter. It's 3rd-8. What do we start doing? We're making short passes, 3-yard little out patterns to Scott Chandler to protect the lead. There's no way to measure this, but does this produce a scared football mentality? I don't see the Patriots doing this. I don't see the Broncos. I don't see good teams going after it like this. I don't care if they're up 20 points, 30 points. The Patriots mentality is, you know what? Let's crush these guys into the ground. Is that what we see from the Bills? No. We see conservative passes. We see, let's run the clock and just, you know, punt the ball away. I understand to a point, but I can't help but wondering, does it produce a certain mentality in the offense and in our players to play scared football?
There you have it. That came first from the professor. Thank you for dropping your knowledge. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in this week. Apologize for my emotional outburst. Just working through some stuff right now.
Real. You can talk about it.
Most men have. All right. Check us out on 716rocks.com. Grizzle, I just can't. Take us home, buddy.
716rocks.com, Facebook page, 716rocks Facebook page. Check it out. Or hit us up on the Twitterverse, baby, at 716rocks. Over and out.